Just a few halachot. Mitzvah me'atorah lekvor et ha-neftar. Shne'emar ki kavor tekberenu. So there's a mitzvah in the Torah to bury the dead. V'im natar et ha-neftar toch aron. They put the neftar in aron, in a coffin. Ve'lo kavru ve'karka. But they didn't bury the neftar in the ground. Over mishum alin etamet. So they over on this. It's not enough to put it in the aron itself. They have to bury. Or the opposite. V'im natu ba'aron v'kavru b'karka en over. But if they did both, they put it in the aron and put it in the ground, that's fine. Mikol makom, adif l'kavru b'karka mamash. It's better that the body returns back to the afar mamash. Like the pasuk says, ki afar ata vel afar tashuv. So when they bury in a box, so there's a chatzitza almost. There's like a separation or interference between the niftar and the ground itself. So the minhag in Chutz La'aretz, where they bury in a aron, in Eretz Yisrael you don't have a problem, because the minhag is to bury straight in the ground. But Chutz La'aretz, what they do is, they remove the bottom slat of the aron, so the bottom is touching the ground. So there won't be any interference. So the afar does touch. And they also open it up a little and they pour dirt in the aron itself. And sometimes they try to break it. But since they don't want to go against the law of the land, which says they have to bury it in a coffin, so that's what they do. They break the bottom or they keep it open. They open it up from the bottom. That's what's brought down. Also, in the Yerushalmi, they bring down in Kilayim Perektet that the tzava'ah that the Rebbeinu HaKadosh made before he died, he said, Uthi aroni nekuba la'aris. That if you're going to bury me in an aron, it should be nekuba. It should be open on the bottom. The tool explains me, take away the slat. Mitzvat kevura af pekezayit min amet. Not only the whole body, even a kezayit of the met, or even a chat min, or of course a limb. מספק יש לי זה לקבור אפילו בפחות מכזית מן המת. זה מספק מן התורה over here. So if even less than a כזית, they go and collect it, of course, בכבוד, in the right way, and they bury it as well. What about a body part of a person that's still alive? יש לך תחילה לקבור גם אבן שנחתק באדם כשהוא חי. But Manan, leg was amputated, or an arm, or something like that. So therefore the deen is they should do something. ויש להם שחוששים בסכנה שיקבנו חלק מגופם כשם החיים. Some people get spooked out. They're still alive and part of their body is buried. ומשום כך עליהם לדאוג לכתרה לתת רופא את אותו אבן שיעבוד תהליך חניתה וישמנו אותו עד אחר מותם. In that case, Rabbi Pinchasi writes, they can preserve the limb with a certain type of preservative that won't decay. And then when the guy dies, because he doesn't want to be spooked out, like I said, that it should be buried before he dies. So then the ikberu et ha'ever im gufam. So that is an option as well. That's brought down by Rav Chaim Palachi in Chaim Biyad. Mitzvat kibura chala afilu al nefil. Even on a stillborn or child, let's say it was a nefil, was born like a miscarriage. ובפרט אם קלו חודשיו, אז פרוטם אני מגיע לאברהם, המצווה שלא יקברוהו. A person before he dies, he leaves in his will, he doesn't want to be buried. אלא ישרפוהו. He wants to be burnt, he wants to be cremated. אין שומעים לו. ואם שמעו ושרפו אותו במשרפות הקרימטוריים, אין לקבור את אפרו בבית הקברות. But if they listened to him and they burnt him in the crematorium, so the halakha says you do not bury him in the cemetery. You don't put the efer in the cemetery itself. Furthermore, but if a person was burnt beonis, there was a fire in the house, so he was burnt bar minan on deleka or the kedushim, that they died in such a way in the crematoriums. Yesh tekbor et efram kishem unachim betoch keliheres segurim. They put it in a earthenware vessel, they seal it, and they can bury them in the cemetery itself by themselves. They don't put it with somebody else, they bury them separately. נוהגים לקבור כהנים בסמוך לגדר בפנים בבית הקברות. Custom is to put the כהנים by the fence, so the family can come and see the kever without having to go into the cemetery, because they can have tumah. Last halacha, mutar להזריק לנפטר זריקה כדי לעכב את תהליך הרקבון ושלא יסריח, על מנת לטלטלו ממדינה רחוקה לארץ ישראל. That's the Shevet Levi brings down. It's in Makuf Pehe. That what? That, and Heleke. That what? That if they're transporting the body, let's say, from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. So it's a long trip. So the body needs to be preserved, so it doesn't decay so quickly. So sometimes they put a injection into the body to slow down the decay. But Halakha says that for such a reason, in order to bury an Eretz Yisrael, they're taking from a far place, it is indeed mutar to inject such a thing in the niftar in order to delay the process.